Are you looking for answers to the unknown? Welcome to Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix and step into the magical presence of the metaphysical realm. Lisa will share the wisdom and musings from her own experiences, have intriguing conversations with other mediums and healers, in addition to exploring a wide array of topics and teachings on intuitive and mediumship development. Lisa will be taking your calls and inviting your friends and loved ones in the spirit world to share their stories with us. Raise your awareness as you are reunited on the level of love, and let's go live with Medium Lisa Phoenix.
Happy Sunday. It's another wonderful day in Southern California. Welcome to Live with Lisa Phoenix Radio. I'm Lisa Phoenix, your host, a medium and energy intuitive. My show is all about healing, mediumship, and energy management. And my special guest this morning is Tracy Dunblazer, spiritual empath and teacher. We're going to talk about a variety of topics this morning, and the station is currently working on the call-in feature for the show. So for now, if you want to share some of your own challenges or ask questions about your own specific journey, please go to my Facebook page, Lisa Phoenix Live, and post your questions, and we will do our best to address them while we're on the air. If you want further information about the Live with Lisa Phoenix radio show, please visit my page on the OM Times Radio site at omtime.com/iom/host/Lisa-Phoenix. That's Phoenix. My website is also getting an overhaul, but you can also find the show on there. It is lisaphoenix.net. That's lisaphoenix.net, or email me directly at info@lisaphoenix.net. I would love it if you would go to my website once again, lisaphoenix.net, and sign up for my Intuitive Insights newsletter, which will also add you to my mailing list. And please like me on Facebook at Lisa Phoenix Live. Also, for I think it's like until the 23rd, I am doing a giveaway for some Oracle cards. So if you go to my Facebook page at Lisa Phoenix Live and click on the link and like the page, you get entered to win some Oracle cards. So I encourage all of you to do that. Now let's talk a little bit about Tracy. Tracy Dunblazer, spiritual empath, shaman, educator, author, and spiritual counselor, is based in Los Angeles, California. Tracy specializes in grief counseling, energy dynamics, intuitive counseling, shamanic healing, space clearings, past life regression, soul recovery, and transition strategy. In 2005, Tracy founded It's Time to offer resources, education, and strategies for other practitioners, as well as those just embarking on their spiritual path. Tracy's website is www.tracydunblazer. That's TracyDunblazer.com, which I suggest you all visit to get a picture of what this wonderful woman is all about. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Hey, you know, I also know that you recently published your first book. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And I know that there is actually a website for that, but I didn't want to get it wrong, so I will let you tell everybody what it is.
It is www.beaslayer.com.
Ah, see, I was just going to say slayer.com, and yeah. I would have gotten it wrong.
And then you think I was a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Hey, that might not be bad.
Exactly.
A couple really extra hits on your website. So Tracy, tell us, you just published your first book. So tell us, how's it going? And tell us what's going on with that.
It's going great. Having a lot of fun. I had my book launch party last week, and we sold quite a few books and getting a few nice reviews on Amazon from people who have purchased and read it. And I'm doing my publishing company, Go Tracy Publishing, is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I'm going there on the 30th of this month to have. We're having a launch party on the 2nd of October.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's going to be amazing, and I'm very excited. And so I'm just really trying to get the word out and encouraging people to go to TracyDunblazer.com or BeASlayer.com and buy the book on Amazon. It's The Demon Slayer's Handbook, A Practical Guide to Mastering Your Inner World.
Wonderful. And, you know, there's a lot in that book that has to do with the relationship to yourself, correct?
Yep. It's all about your relationship to yourself and really looking at, even when we intermingle with people, there's a certain point when we are developing spiritually, when we are learning to get to know the different levels of energy of our spirit, mm-hmm. that we interface with people and we have relationships with people, and they mirror parts of ourselves back to us in a conscious way. And so, you know, everything for a period of time is all about you personally, and until you, you know, until you get to a place of knowing yourself, then you meet people as they are.
Right. So, and, you know, I have to tell you, I see sometimes in my own work that I see that sometimes, you know, all those relationships that you have, you know, when you're working on it, they're not all meant to last forever. And I feel that some people get stuck in those sometimes.
Absolutely. I mean, I completely agree. What I would say about that is that when somebody is in a relationship, mm-hmm. and, you know, maybe, you know, when we connect with somebody and we attach to them in some way, the attachment that we have towards them is not necessarily about them or indicative of the relationship we're supposed to, and you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes.
Okay.
You know, supposed to be, you know, we are supposed to be together. We have karmic love, you know, they're my twin flame or my soulmate.
Right.
All of those relationships show that there is an attachment or a connection that is rationally far beyond the degree that you know them in this real world. And in real world, I mean in your physical world, in your physical life, or in your time-proven experience.
Exactly. And I also believe that sometimes when, especially when you're going through intensive growth processes, people come into your life that are not necessarily supposed to be there forever. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
They're transitional relationships almost, do you know?
Absolutely. And I think that sometimes that can be a painful thought and a painful experience for
yes.
people. And what I would say about that is that truly your spirit doesn't want something for you that is not for you. And so while you're in a place of, you know, this person is for me and I want them and they want me and we're going to be together, you know, follow that, meaning follow that attachment and allow the attachment to help you investigate and get the information that you need to look at in yourself. Because once you see what they're mirroring in you or discover what you need in yourself, it's going to release you of that attachment to them. And at that point, you can easily either move forward into a new kind of relationship, or you can easily move away from them out of relationship. Either way, when you walk towards what your attachment is, it will lead you to not feeling bad about it at the end, whatever direction it goes.
Yes, I completely agree. And I also feel that that holds true not only for, you know, like love relationships and stuff like that, but also sometimes partnerships. Sometimes if you get on a spiritual journey, people you encounter, you know, just friends and stuff, that it's not just because each one of those people have something that you're learning from, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, when you look at something, you look at somebody and you see what they're doing or not doing, mm-hmm. right? Then you witness a little bit of yourself of what you're doing or not doing. Or if somebody's treating you poorly, then it helps you to recognize how you may not be treating yourself poorly. Or if someone's treating you well, you know, how are you treating yourself well or not well? You know, you always glean some sort of information. know? And the other interesting thing, when I feel like it's one of the things in the new age industry,
yes.
you know, a lot of people say, you know, well, you know, it's all about learning your lessons. And, you know, it's kind of one of those new age buzzwords that on occasion I get a little aggro about. because I feel like sometimes it trivializes what the real intent behind it is that sometimes we aren't learning something new. Sometimes we are actually rediscovering what's already there.
Right. And, you know, it kind of, when you were talking a minute ago, it triggered something. So is that why sometimes you find those people that encounter people who treat them very well, yet you know in their relationships, with their relationship with themselves, they don't treat themselves so well, where all of it's like, oh, my God, I can't handle this.
Yes.
You
know? No, absolutely. Absolutely. It's again, each, you know, people are drawn together because there's a lock and a key.
Mm-hmm.
One person is the lock and the other person has the key to unlock whatever information that their spirit is seeking to bring into their conscious self, their conscious mind, into their physical life or their physical awareness. And so that's how you see that kind of, you know, I guess I would call it disparate behavior, where they're one way with you, but they're really beautiful to you, but they're a total jerk to somebody else or to themselves.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. And even the person who's receiving the good treatment doesn't treat themselves well, you know,
right.
So they can't handle dealing. It's like, oh, they're wonderful, but I can't deal with them because they treat themselves not in a very healthy way, you know?
Right. No, absolutely.
So we're going to go take a commercial break. My guest is Tracy Dunblazer, and you're listening to Om Times Radio, live with Lisa Phoenix. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
September 23rd, September 23rd, September 23rd. Mark that down on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Whatever you do, circle that date. 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No. Anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget. At 9 p.m. Eastern here on Om Times Radio.
the best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix on the Om Times Radio Network and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer, author and empath and counselor. Tracy, welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, it was funny while we were on commercial break, you know, the first, I can't even remember what, but the first commercial that came on was something about love relationships. And it kind of reminded me about what we were talking about. I was like, oh.
Excellent. Let's go that direction.
So I was, you know, let's talk about different attachments and detachments in relationship. I know that you have a whole lot to say about that because you've been writing about that recently.
I have, and I do.
So where do we begin?
So, well, here, so people always enter into a new relationship, usually in one of three things: attachment, or deliberate detachment, or judgment. And judgment is, so it would go attachment, judgment, and detachment, because those are the three spiritual dynamics or energy flows, energy dynamics, that when you attach to something, you're seeking information about it. So you cleave to it. When you begin to judge it, you start the separation or the detachment process, still gleaning information about yourself and about them. And then detachment is when you are, the more you're at peace with yourself, the more you can truly be in acceptance of and at peace with another person. And it can also go the same way. A lot of people get into a new relationship with their hands kind of held up and pushing back. Like, you know, I'm cool. I mean, I like you. You're okay, but I don't like you that much.
Right.
You know. Right. And so it doesn't matter what side of the coin you start on, you're still going to end up in that middle space of, you know, people who start out in detachment usually go to, well, I mean, I guess you're not that bad, or, you know, you are kind of funny, or, you know, they'll start listing the things that they kind of like. And that on some level is them relating to, I'm not so bad in that area either.
Right. You
know, oh, that's interesting about them. They like to bike ride, or they like the color purple, and I like the color purple. Right. So you start to use your judgment to either bring you together or separate you.
Exactly. Because, and again, I mean, when you said that originally, I think about all the times I hear people, you know, they kind of say, you know, they haven't even spent any time getting to know the person.
Yes. Right. No, well, no time in the real world. And this is, thank you for saying that, Lisa, because I think that this is the thing that we, people who are sensitive and who have a lot of attachment, maybe they've experienced abuse or abandonment in any sort of physical, mental, emotional way, they get highly critical of themselves or others about, because when people become attached, they want information and they want it quickly.
Right.
And usually it's under the illusion of protection, wanting to protect themselves in some way, or say somebody who, you know, they get into a relationship like, oh my God, you know, he or she is my soulmate and I have to be with them.
Right. And they don't right? even know them.
No, right. You don't even know them. But here's the reality. Thank you for, you brought me right back, and thank you so much, because I was going in a whole other direction. When you attach to somebody, it's because you are open to them and you align with them. And that doesn't mean that you agree with them.
Right.
But that means you align. It's like, you know, anger meets anger, love meets love, joy meets joy, sadness meets sadness, right? You align in some energetic way, mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually.
And can I just jump in here for a second? And a lot of
yes.
times attachment meets attachment.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? A lot of times you can pull in people, other people like you that are highly, it may not always be in the same way.
Right.
You know,
right.
Sorry, I just thought of that when you were.
No, that's true. And so it's the thing that you have to accept about, if you're a sensitive person and you have a lot of attachment in the beginning of relationships.
Uh-huh.
You can't be mad at yourself or criticize yourself for it. You have to recognize what its purpose is for you.
Right.
Which means I feel all of these things, and what is that about for me? Because it can't rationally be about my relationship with this person. It can't be, because I don't know them. I've not been around them. Maybe I've not even met them. Today in internet dating, you know, a friend of mine joked the other day that she met this guy on Tinder, mm-hmm. and she says, oh my God, I went through the entire relationship cycle with him in a week. First, he was in love with me, and then we were soulmates, and then he didn't really like me, and then he was frustrated because I wasn't doing what he wanted, and then he said he had to part ways because it just wasn't going to work out. And again, people do that because they're seeking some form of information. So if you are attached, look at what that is and look at the information it's bringing to you and get to what that is for you.
Yes. And as you said earlier, a lot of times it is protection, especially for the highly sensitive person.
Right. Absolutely. Because they want to get to that information more quickly. And no matter what, you always have to use your rational mind. And I say that very specifically. You have to use your rational mind. Intuitive people sometimes are less developed in their rational mind. And people who are highly developed in their rational mind are oftentimes less developed in their intuitive mind. So you always have to refer back to whatever your, you know, if your strength is being intuitive, you probably have a lot of attachment. So you have to always compare, hey, I see myself marrying this man and we've just had one conversation. You say rational mind? Is that rational? No, it's not. And that's okay. So wedding then, or marriage then, means something in the spiritual. It means a connection or meeting of the mind. Okay, in what way are we meeting in the mind or the heart?
Right?
Right. And you have to walk yourself through that process.
Right.
Oftentimes when we bring it to our friends or loved ones, they're like, you're crazy. You don't even know this guy. And what they really mean to say is, you know what? Is it rational? You know, take, you know, even though you may not like how they say what they say or the way they're saying it, because, you know, maybe they're being jerks, but take it as a sign that, wait, am I being rational here? And if it's not rational, if it's not, you know, if it's not rational to go get married to this person with whom you've never met, mm-hmm. then say, well, what is that spiritually for me?
Right. You know,
what is that telling me about me? This is, I have a funny little story.
Oh, do share, do tell.
It's funny and, you know, slightly awful on a level, but when my stepfather was dying, he had been diagnosed with brain cancer.
Okay.
And this is a man who smoked and drank till his heart's content. And he was 85 or something, and then all of a sudden he gets brain cancer. Like, he had emphysema and cirrhosis of the liver, but the brain cancer came.
Gotcha.
And during that time, he lasted maybe 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And during that time, we all flocked to my hometown, and we wanted to be there with him in his process. And he would say, we'd all be sitting at the table, and he'd say, you know, Tracy, hand me the wedding. And I'm like, excuse me? Huh? The wedding. Hand me the wedding. And he had his hand out, and I'd say, well, okay, is the salt shaker the wedding, or is it the pepper shaker the wedding, or are the peanuts the wedding? Mm-hmm. And he'd go, the wedding, and he'd point to the peanuts. Okay, here you go. And I was like, wow, that is so fascinating to me, until finally I had a dream, and it was basically, he kept talking about a wedding, because he was going to meet his spirit. He was going to meet himself.
Gotcha.
And he, in fact, was going to have a wedding. He was going to meet his maker and join in a sacred union with him. And I was like, wow, isn't that fascinating? Because here's a man who didn't have any of that really in his life.
Mm-hmm.
But he was very clear in his, you know, ascension that this is what I'm doing. Hand me the wedding. Okay, here's the wedding.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
But his spirit knew, and that was his way of telling us. You know, and it would have been really easy to blow that off. You know, is that rational? There's no wedding on the table, but like, what does that mean? What is he trying to say? And it was a profound gift to me, you know?
Yes, I can imagine. Yeah.
And I think that our spirits always speak to us in regards to new relationships or to people that we meet or to things that we're doing. And then the way we react to them. Sometimes, you know, Lisa, were talking earlier about when you meet somebody and they have a really strong reaction to you, you know, good, bad, or indifferent.
Right.
You know, they automatically like you, or, you know, say you're in a relationship with somebody for a month or two, and then you do something and it triggers them and they go off on this tangent that can't possibly be about you.
Exactly. And I want to open this up a little, because it's not just about love relationship. It can be about coworkers. It can be about, you know.
Yeah.
Bosses, anything, you know, for people. But let's go back to relationship. I just wanted to make a point of that.
I think that's really important to acknowledge, and maybe we should just couch it that way. Any relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, mm-hmm. or some other form, even, you know, being at the grocery store.
Right. And all of a sudden it's all kinds of crazy.
Right.
With somebody,
exactly.
You know, and you're like, what the heck just happened?
So, exactly.
So tell us, Tracy, what did just happen?
Well, Lisa, let me tell you what just happened. You know, when someone goes off on a tangent and they respond to you either with great anger, great distress, great love, you know, great anything that isn't rational to the amount of time that you've spent, you first have to go, okay, I don't need to react to that because it's not about me. Mm-hmm. It's so easy, especially when somebody gets angry at you and they say that it's about you. But
right.
it's not rational to be about you. You want to defend yourself and say, hey, that's not fair. Don't call me that. Don't say that to me. Right. But any kind of, you know, anybody who's been in that situation knows that any kind of response is not going to be a good one.
Exactly. Right? And I am sure that all of us have been in that situation. And we're coming up on commercial break, Tracy. That's why I paused you right there.
Great.
You're listening to Ohm Times Radio. My special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. And Live with Lisa Phoenix. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Free your mind with Ohm Times Radio, IOM FM.
Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Ohm Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Ohm Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio.
The Real Conscious Connection. Ohm Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Lisa Phoenix on the Ohm Times Radio Network and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. So, Tracy, where were we?
Well, we were talking about being able to use your rational mind. We were talking about if somebody comes at you with an angry response that can't rationally be about you.
Right.
Right? Meaning it's weighted. It's I call it weighted emotion, because while in a relationship dynamic, you know, two people, let's say, you know, you've said something that was rude, but they come at you with a response that doesn't match the degree of rudeness that you came with. You know, maybe you're having a bad day or a bad moment, but it doesn't match their reaction.
Exactly, because like you've destroyed their whole life.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have to be willing to, in that situation, don't defend yourself and don't react. You know, listen. Ask them what they mean. You know, bring the situation into a calmer, more full discussion, because if you know that can't really be about you, or if it makes you recognize, hey, you know, you're right, I was a little rude, I'm sorry, but what's this really about?
Right.
You know, where that's a strong reaction. What are you feeling? And why are you feeling that way? Right. The more you can offer them a forum to have an honest discussion about what you triggered in them, rather than having it be all about you and what you did or didn't do, or, you know, that you're good or not good, you know, all the things that people become very pointed when they have anger. They want to put it on somebody because they can't carry it themselves. And so you've got to create a forum where that energy can be focused, rather than them holding it or putting it on you.
Exactly. You know,
give the situation a new opportunity to be something else.
Yeah. And it's not just anger. It can be crazy. It can be like, you know,
fear, grief.
Right. Exactly.
Sadness.
So Tracy, can you give our listeners maybe an example of a situation like this that one would deal with it?
Yeah. So I had many years ago in New York. I had a friend of mine, who we hadn't seen each other in a long time, and I didn't really know what was going on with him. But evidently, he was on drugs at the time. I didn't realize it, but we were having a conversation. He was at my house, and we were talking, and all of a sudden, he got angry at me, and then he started raging, and then he started literally walking around my living room, pacing and screaming.
Wow.
And I was like, huh. So I sat there, I pulled my knees up to me, and I just sat there and watched him. And because I did nothing, he simmered down in probably 5 or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Where had I said,
engaged him.
Had I engaged it and told him what to do or not to do, or questioned him on why he was doing what he was doing, or, you know, saying, hey, you're crazy, get away from me. And any kind of engagement would have given him more fire to fuel the fire he was already in.
Right.
And because I didn't do that, it diminished the situation. You know, there are definitely simple situations, you know, where you can easily offend somebody in day-to-day life, making a joke that, you know, to them is not necessarily funny. You know, because they've got they're in a raw or a heartfelt place with it,
right?
Right. There's all kinds of situations where that can take place, and my tagline for this is: do nothing until you know what to do.
Exactly.
If what you're going to do is going to support, or what's the word, embellish what they're doing, then you can't do that, right? And if you don't know what to do, that's okay. Do nothing, because you're safer and better off in not doing anything, because then they're going to burn out quickly. People who are on an angry bent or an emotional bent or a grief bent, when you don't fuel it, they'll cry it out or scream it out, and then get to a place where the good endorphins come after that.
Mm-hmm.
And once the good endorphins come and they start to chill out and become a little neutral, then that's your place where you can retrain the thought, idea, or experience and redirect it to something that's more positive for them for the future. And what we know about the brain today is that the brain is plastique, which means it actually changes based on our thoughts, behaviors, and emotion. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody has a trigger based on a trauma, that the more you retrain it, which means allowing them to go through their emotional process and then retraining it after that, which means reset it, talk about it, discuss it, make the dynamic larger for them so they don't feel so locked down into the one emotion.
Yes.
Giving them more information or intellectual or emotional information about the situation. Their brain creates a new chemical that the more you do that, their brain will erase the old trauma and the old relationship to the trauma, and it will reset with the new behavior. And over time, people can actually heal and change. That's how we do that.
Gotcha. And, you know, the other thing is, too, I mean, a lot of times this happens in full-fledged, actually, the whole relationship. And so when I was young, I was like 18 or 19. I had this best friend and we did everything together, and she had this boyfriend, and they went through like a really hard time, you know, and so we would talk about it. She would share with me and all this other stuff. And truthfully, this is like way before I even really started even getting to know me, you know?
Right.
And so they ended up breaking up, and then all of a sudden she comes to me and she's like, well, I can't be your friend anymore because it's just too painful because, you know,
right.
And it's like, I really, at the time back then, I mean, it really threw me because I'm like, well, that's not fair.
Right. No, it's not fair at all.
I had nothing. I was just your friend through all this, you know? So again, I feel it can happen like with whole relationships, you know, not just situations as well.
No, absolutely. No, that's a really great example. That happens a lot as a counselor, that I will work with people through a very difficult situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they're through that situation, they don't want to see me, hear me.
Right.
I've seen people out in public that I've worked with, you know, and I don't say, hey, I know that you're my client. How are you? I don't ever reveal their status or how I know them. But I've had people ignore me and act as if they didn't see me.
Right.
Because
yes.
And no matter how you slice it, no matter how much I know what they're doing and why they're doing it, it never feels good to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's a perfect example. And what you can do in that kind of a situation is, two things. One is, I always feel that if someone doesn't want to be your friend, and at least they're honest about it,
mm-hmm.
then truly there isn't any friendship that is valuable to you in it.
Right. But
you
still
know?
It's
so,
right.
Yeah, it's still hurtful, but that's the one thing to remind yourself.
Gotcha.
You know, which if you're honest with yourself, it will allow you to have a grief process.
Yes.
In order to detach.
Yes.
What we're talking about is that you guys were attached, and then she used judgment to detach, and you didn't get to go on that same cycle with her. You were still in attachment when she abruptly detached.
Gotcha.
So you've got to take yourself through the, well, you know, judgment, which is, she doesn't have anything for me. If she's willing to let go of me for this, and she's unable to work through it, I get it, but I can't be a part of that. Clearly there's nothing for me there. Right. And that's you're using judgment to help yourself go through the detachment process as well. So that's on one side. The other side is, you know what, this person is really valuable to me. And so what a person in that situation needs to do is say, okay, I understand how you feel. And I just want you to know that I really like you and I really value your friendship. And I hope that one day you'll be able to not associate me with him.
Right.
That's what I hope for you. I love you and I hope that for you because I like you and I'll miss our friendship.
Right.
Because when you give them that level of honesty, it gives them a place to focus on rather than against you and against him. Right. Now you've made it about you instead of making it about him, which she was making it about him.
Exactly.
Right. And so when you give them another place to go and they're able to process that, the more quickly they can come back, you know, a month or two later and say, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. That was immature. And I'm sure I hurt your feelings, and you're right. I need to associate you for you and not make you about him.
Exactly. And I think that's really helpful to people, you know, especially when they're going through, because, you know, situations like that can come up. I see a lot now that I'm completely in a different place, that situations like that come up when we are growing. Do,
yes.
Do you know what I mean? And And, you know, I think it's really helpful to people to know how to, because the biggest thing is not taking it on, you
yes.
know? And so, I mean, so many of us, me included, you know,
sure.
at times we take it on, and I'm grateful that now when I start to take it on, I usually get to a point where it's like, wait a minute, do you know what I mean? And I can do a reverse turn. But a lot of people are just kind of learning this stuff, you know, and it
Absolutely.
Can be really hard.
It is really hard. I mean, as an empath, I mean, I'm an empath. So this is how I've interacted my entire life. And it's,
right.
You know, I'm so thankful to be at a place where I can have a better understanding that, hey, I'm having a reaction here that's not rational to what the relationship is right now.
Right.
And
yes.
so what is that? You know, and honestly, sometimes people will help you with that. And sometimes they won't. Sometimes they think you're all sorts of crazy, or they're afraid of the kind of emotion or attachment that you have, and they take it personally. They think it's about them, and they don't want anything to do with you because of what you'll expect from them.
Gotcha,
right?
And, yes.
and so you have to go, well, you know, as much as I'd like to have help with this, I can't have it. You know, being honest with yourself about what is happening is going to redirect you to the place where you can have movement.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's so, you know, it always comes back to being honest with yourself. Do you know what
right.
I mean? In the roundabout way, it always, that's where it comes back to. That's where you should start. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, you know, I think that's coming more and more to the forefront in the way that, you know, the evolution of
right.
of us, you know?
Right. And how people, I mean,
sorry, Tracy,
that's
we
okay.
have to break. You're listening to Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix on the Om Times Radio Network. My special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
Well, Welcome back, everybody. You're live with Medium Lisa Phoenix on the Ohm Times Radio Network and my special guest, Tracy Dunblazer. Tracy! Here we are once again.
Yes, I was just about to say something, and I don't remember at all what it was.
It's all good. You know, for the last 10, 15 minutes of the show, I wanted you, okay, let's talk, because I know so many people. I mean, I have been keeping it broader to all relationships, but let's talk specifically about love relationships and stuff in association with this, what we've been talking about.
Well, so... And that's good, because here's the thing. People associate two levels of energy with love relationships. One is sexual and emotional energy, that is second chakra energy, and heart energy, right? Which is the heart. It can be emotional, but it can be compassionate or sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Empathetic is second chakra, sympathetic and compassion is heart chakra. So when people have that kind of energy with somebody, in connection with somebody, it's easy. Let's say you meet somebody who you're both very open emotionally, and one or both of you have some sort of crisis or trauma emotionally going on.
Mm-hmm.
When you come together, there's a 95% chance you're going to be attracted to each other sexually, because you're on such an emotional alignment.
Gotcha.
That doesn't mean that you actually want or need to be together in that way, but what that means is that there is a connection that's lighting you up in that way, that it's really easy to assume that that is or needs to be the relationship.
Gotcha, yes.
And this
that
is
makes
really
sense.
Important. As an empath, I've had people say to me, oh, you're just way too open there. And I've had, you know, I'm just an emotional person. I'm always that I just relate to life in an emotional way. And somebody who's less emotional, you might open up their or shock their second chakra, their emotional self. And then they think you're attracted to them, or they perceive you in a way that is sexual in nature. And it's not.
Gotcha.
And so the second chakra, the emotional chakra, is also the way in which we begin to relate to whether or not something can become manifest in the physical world. And we do that with our delusional thinking.
Mm.
So delusions arise out of our emotional self, because it's thick in energy and essence, not quite physical, but it's not just emotional. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So when you meet somebody and you connect on an emotional level, there's love. People want to make that the highest and the best, because what it's really mirroring possibly is a communal trauma or a connection based in some sort of crises.
Okay.
And so if you want love, if you feel alone, your delusional self will create this love scenario in your mind, which you will naturally put on the other person, or they will put on you.
Mm-hmm.
To see if it can work. And because that experience is so profound, I had a client one time call me and, oh my God, I met this man. He's 20 years younger than me, but he is my soulmate. We love each other. I met him yesterday.
Mm.
And we have spent every hour since. And I just needed to call you and can we come talk to you? Because this is all really, it's a lot and I don't know how to handle it. And, you know, we want to get married and blah, blah, blah. It's like, wow. So God bless her. You know, that her calling me was her way of saying, you know what? This is not rational. I feel all this and it's intense, but it's not rational. So they came to me and we did some past life work, which let us understand why they connected on an emotional level, why they connected on a spiritual level,
mm-hmm.
and why they could not rationalize it in their intellectual mind or their rational mind.
Gotcha.
And we did some work. It was like a 2-hour session. They both were troopers and came in honestly. And she called me the next day and said, we broke up. I went, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and it's all okay. You know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Whatever it is, it's okay. But you have to be willing to go, you know what? I have to be honest about how I'm feeling here. And this is how I'm connecting to you. And what is that about? You know, and be willing to ask yourself those questions before, you know, buying the dress and getting the rings and, you know, all of that stuff that we naturally want to do, or we naturally want to impose our hopes and dreams onto somebody because we've connected to them in a profound way, which is palpable to us.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. So, and both of those, both of them, and that's how they did this. And then they were both okay with it. Right.
I only had her perspective cause she was the last one I spoke to.
Gotcha.
But I'm fairly certain. I mean, she was 35 and he was like 21. And so I'm fairly certain that he was of the age bracket that he could go, okay, and go find somebody else, which is probably what he did.
Gotcha.
Just because, you know, he was in a different mindset
yes.
with it all. But
yes.
No, but she was relieved. You know, she was thankful to have moved through that quickly rather than have it end ugly and in a bad way between them.
Exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. And so, Tracy, we are starting to run out of time. So I wanted to know what kind of last advice would you give everybody about this and about attachments and detachments and relationships?
So no matter when the pendulum swings, your goal is always bring it back to center. And so your heart energy is where it can come back to center, you know, where you can actually connect to somebody, but then look at them honestly and say, you know, do I like this? Do I like that? What do I want? Where am I at? So patience. Patience is your number one virtue, and you want to be mindful of it, call on it, ask for it, practice it, focus on it, read about it, right? When you're in either side of the pendulum, which is you're in total resistance or detachment or your total attachment, you always want to come back to the center and pray on being in the center. Pray on your heartfelt experience, because that will give you information in a more peaceful way. And you know what? We have to, in any relationship that endures, we have to work for it, no matter how you slice it. So relationships don't just happen. Even people who are, you know, been together for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, they've had to work at sometimes, and there have been times when they didn't like each other. So you have to remember that it's
right.
not about coming to someone or pushing them away from you. It's about how can I endure this at this time and be honest with myself and them.
Gotcha. No, that's great advice, Tracy. And I want to lastly go back, remind everybody about your book and how to get it and all that good stuff.
The Demon Slayer's Handbook, A Practical Guide to Mastering Your Inner World. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can go to Be a Slayer, read about it, and then order it on Amazon.com. You can go into your local Barnes & Noble or whatever Books a Million, whatever bookstore you have where you're at, you can walk in and have them order it for you, and it'll be there in a day or two. And then you can reach me at www.tracy, T-R-A-C-E-E, Dunblazer, D-U-N-B-L-A-Z-I-E-R.com, and contact me, and I can get you the book.
Great. And you also, and again, you also, just so everybody knows, you do private readings, you hold workshops and stuff like that. And they can find all that information on your website, right?
At yes.
TracyDunblazer.com. And
yes.
What is your, just for people, what is your Facebook page so people can go and like you? Like I want
I'd
them
like to
like me.
Tracy Dunblazer, Spiritual Empath.
Awesome. That's wonderful. And Tracy, I want to thank you so much for being on the show this morning. And thank you for helping us work our way through relationships, you know?
Yes, indeed. Always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, to all of you out there in Radio Land, please visit Tracy's website at www.tracydunblazer.com. That's TracyDunblazer.com. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us this morning or this afternoon, wherever you are. If you want further information about the Live with Lisa Phoenix radio show, please visit my page on the Ohm Times radio site at https://iom/host/Lisa-Phoenix. You can also go to my website at lisaphoenix.net. That's LisaPhoenix.net. Or email me directly at info@lisaphoenix.net and we can work out the details. I would love it if you would go to my website once again and sign up for my Intuitive Insights newsletter, which will also add you to my mailing list. And please like me on Facebook at Lisa Phoenix Live and like Tracy too. Like us both, please. Because we like to be liked.
Because we like you.
Yeah. Yes. And also, again, if you go to my Facebook page for another few days, I think it's till September 23rd, I'm doing a card giveaway for a set of Oracle cards, Getting to Know Your Guides. So go like the page and then click on the link to be entered in the drawing. And Live with Lisa Phoenix is on every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 10 a.m. Pacific Time. So please tune in with us next week. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy your week.